the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And on the sixth day, God said, let us create man in our image, in our likeness, and let him rule over the fish of the sea, and the birds of the air, over the livestock, over all the earth, and over all the creatures that move along the ground. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. God then gave authority to man to rule over all he had created, until man committed high treason and handed over the authority to the devil. The good news is, God sent his son Jesus Christ to deliver us from sin, as well as to redeem the authority that was handed over to the devil by Adam. The Bible says in Ephesians 2 verse 2 that the devil is the ruler of the kingdom of the air, and that he constantly goes to and fro the earth like a prowling lion looking for whom to devour, according to 1 Peter 5 verse 8. This makes it very important for every child of God to be alert and constantly on guard. We have been urged to continue with the work of Christ by destroying the devil's work. This is where praying without ceasing must take its meaning. We cannot afford to keep quiet when the enemy is constantly at work, putting together the foundation for our destruction. Hence, the reason we need to speak into the air to continue to pull down and destroy every foundation of evil trying to spring up in our lives. This is the rationale behind the compilation of these confessions. It is necessary to continue to declare and proclaim from within the spirit man all the promises of God for our lives on a daily basis, from anywhere, without any form of restrictions. Just as God mentioned in Joshua 1:8, that this book of the law shall not depart from thy mouth, that you shall meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. The Bible says in Hebrews 11 verse 6 that, and without faith it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. Let this not just be a recitation, an incantation, or a daily ritual. You need to mix your confessions with faith and believe that God is already at work, ready to dispatch his angels with the answers to your declarations, in the mighty name of Jesus. Daily morning prayer confessions for men. For your daily confessions, the word of God says, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. I declare today, according to Isaiah 61 verse 1, that today as I go out, the anointing of the Lord is upon me and has anointed me to prosper. Today I will prosper, I will succeed, and I will break through in the name of Jesus. My going out and my coming in shall be blessed exceedingly. I cover my house and household with the blood of Jesus. Today I will be a blessing to many in the name of Jesus. The will of God will prosper in my hands today in the name of Jesus. According to the word of God in Acts 1 verse 8, I declare that today I receive the grace and boldness to declare your word and evangelize to people in the name of Jesus. I will win souls into the kingdom of God today by my actions and words in the name of Jesus. I am blessed and highly favored, and I am above only and never beneath, in the mighty name of Jesus. according to the book of Deuteronomy 28 verse 13, I declare that I shall be the head and never the tail in the name of Jesus. Today, God shall supply all my needs according to his abundant riches in glory through Christ Jesus. The Lord shall bless my bread and my water in the mighty name of Jesus. According to Proverbs 3 verse 4, I declare that I would find favor in the sight of God and in the sight of men in the mighty name of Jesus. And that everywhere I turn, favor will appear and act on my behalf in the mighty name of Jesus. Today, I am blessed beyond a curse in the name of Jesus, and that no weapon of the enemy forged against me shall prosper today in the name of Jesus. Where others have gone and failed, I will succeed in the name of Jesus. Wherever I have been rejected, they will begin to seek me, to favor me, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I declare today, and I say that contend with those who contend with me, and fight against those who fight against me, in the mighty name of Jesus. Today, I scatter every gathering and plan that is not of God for my life, in the mighty name of Jesus. My generation shall call me blessed, in the name of Jesus. My wife shall be a fruitful vine around my table, in the name of Jesus. My quiver will be full of children, like arrows in the hands of a warrior, in the mighty name of Jesus. Today, as I go out, I soak the earth in the blood of Jesus, and I proclaim that every curse upon the earth concerning my life is reversed in the name of Jesus. I will no longer sweat to eat and provide for my family in the name of Jesus. I will no longer walk like an elephant and eat like an ant in the name of Jesus. The activities of the spirit of lack, poverty, and impoverishment are hereby terminated in my life in the name of Jesus. I will no longer eat the bread of poverty or drink the wine of shame and disgrace in the name of Jesus. My life shall be a testimony for many to see and hear about in the name of Jesus. According to the word of God in Genesis chapter 27 verse 28, I declare that I receive God's dew of heaven and the head's richness through Christ Jesus. I proclaim according to the book of Joel 2 verse 19 that I receive the abundance of grain, new wine and oil today in the name of Jesus. I receive enough that will satisfy me fully in the mighty name of Jesus. I receive and I begin to function in the spirit of wisdom, counsel, and power in the name of Jesus. Today, I receive the spirit of intelligence and I declare that I am 10 times better than my contemporaries in the mighty name of Jesus. There shall be abundance of rain in my life from today in the mighty name of Jesus. The Lord has blessed me, and I am indeed blessed in the mighty name of Jesus. Today, I claim the word of God in the book of Romans chapter 3 verse 22, and I declare that I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I have the wisdom of God through Christ Jesus, so I declare that I am wise. I declare that I am strong and courageous in the name of Jesus. Today, I receive the faith that pleases God through Christ Jesus, my Lord and Savior, in the name of Jesus. I receive God's blessings of the blessing from heavens above, blessings of the deep that lies beneath, the blessings of the breast and the womb, in the mighty name of Jesus. Today, I pursue, overtake, and recover all that the enemy has stolen from me, in the mighty name of Jesus. And that the glory of God shall fill my life, in Jesus' name. The peace of God that surpasses all human understanding and knowledge shall abide with me today, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, please lift up my head and raise me shoulders above my contemporaries, in the mighty name of Jesus. I receive the spirit of diligence. I will stand before kings and men of influence. I will not stand before mere men, in the name of Jesus. Make my life a life of divine supernatural occurrences today, in the name of Jesus. God shall go ahead of me today to open double doors for me, in the name of Jesus. I proclaim that God shall grant that all the enemies who rise up against me today, whether at work, in school, or any place, will be defeated before me, in the mighty name of Jesus. I proclaim that the Lord will grant me abundant prosperity in the fruit of my womb and the work of my hands, in the mighty name of Jesus. Today, the Lord has opened the heavens, the storehouse of His bounty, to send rain on my land in season. Today, I proclaim that foreigners will rebuild my walls and their kings will serve me, in the name of Jesus. And that the Lord shall bless and multiply the work of my hands, in the mighty name of Jesus. According to the word of God, in Psalm 91, verse 9, I declare that today I am covered with the blood of Jesus. No evil shall befall me, and no harm will come near my tent. Today, sin shall no longer have dominion over me, because the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set me free from the law of sin and death. And today, God's goodness and mercies shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house and presence of the Lord forever and ever. Amen.